Hello, I have an invitation to tea with the Queen.
Yes, Emma's been expecting you. Please come in.
A lot of my clients are dealing with social anxiety. I don't know if this is the COVID gift or if it's just a sign of the times. It's easy to sit on our phones and it feels like we're being social, but the reality is that we're all a little bit more lonely than ever. I was curious about how much time people were spending on socials, and so I did a little digging around. These are the current stats. 42 hours a month on TikTok. Wowzers, I don't even know where I'd find things on TikTok, but anyway, there you go. 21 hours a month on YouTube and 20 hours a month on Facebook. That's a lot of times being social, isn't it? Per month. Wowzers. I want to go back to our friends who struggle with anxiety. They tell me that it plays out in really physical ways for them. They get the excessive sweats up, there's trembling and nausea. They also tell me that they feel like they're being watched and judged when they're out and about. According to Beyond Blue, social anxiety is when you experience intense anxiety about social situations or performing in front of others. You might fear being criticized, laughed at, or humiliated in front of others. The stats are in, and you are definitely not alone. Beyond Blue tells us that around 11% of Australians experience social anxiety during their lifetime, and around 7% experience social anxiety in any 12-month period. That's a lot. That's a lot. The dilemma for business owners is that networking and meeting people is all part of doing business. So I wanted to see if I could give you some super practical tips on how to navigate this, how to talk about yourself and your services, not in a braggy kind of way, but so that people know what you do. Some of my clients find it very difficult to go to a conference, go to professional learning events, go to networking. And I thought, how do we help them? How do we help them? Now, each situation is really different and is tailored for those experiences. But these are the top tips that I give my clients that seem to work. So number one, if you know you need to get out and do some networking, either start really small, I mean one-on-one small, that would be perfect, or a small group just before you jump into a bigger group. You don't go, oh yeah, I'll go to this 100-person event. No, we just want to go to a 5 or 10 or a one-on-one smaller events. I think sometimes being in a smaller environment, it's a bit more intimate and I find that a bit more safe. I love the smaller groups. Although I run large events, I love the smaller groups because I get to have deeper, meaningful conversations with people. Number three, prepare. Make sure that you, before you go to a networking event, you prepare a little bit more than normal. Doesn't mean you need to prepare to the nth degree, but a little bit more than normal. You might research the other people that are going. You might research the actual event itself. You know, there's so many things that you can do to prepare. I hate an elevator pitch, but having a plan when someone asks you what you do is great. And here's my little tip within a tip. Did you know that the tongue has memory? So when you're trying to say something out loud, repeating it often, the tongue will slip over the words that don't sound natural. And therefore, you've got an opportunity to change those words. It's an enormous time saver if you could just repeat a couple of things. I tried this out on my 10-year-old last week. She was going for a leadership role for next year. And she said, Mum, I'm going to tell you my speech three times. I said, awesome. First, go into the bathroom and do the speech in front of the mirror three times and then come and do the speech with me three times. By the time she had done her sixth time, she did it without any kind of notes, using her tongue memory, and she was much more confident. Just rehearsing a couple of sentences out loud, can't be in your head, out loud. Or jotting it down on a post-it note just makes it a bit easier. There are a lot of us who go to these things and we get tongue-tied. We don't know how much to tell, how little to tell, whether to tell, all the things. So making a note is always super helpful. My fifth tip, take a friend. Telling your friend, can you come with me and can you help me out, means that they're a powerful ally. Yeah, but also saying to them, I want to go to this networking event to meet people. So we can't just stand in a corner between the two of us, right? Although if you have massive social anxiety, points for getting out and about. Number six, don't put pressure on yourself to meet as many people as you can. Meeting with one person is an absolute win in this situation. Yeah, absolute win. Number 7 is just be kind to yourself. Have compassion with yourself. There are really so many benefits to pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone and attending things alone if you can. It's a great way to new people, and P.S. I always look for the person that's on their own because no one wants to stand on their own. So if you're the person that saves them, wow, you have a friend for life. It's awesome to really grow that muscle of networking so that you know that you can do it and you'll be okay. You never know what business connections you might make. There is a quote, I can't remember who quoted it, but there is a quote that says something like, you've survived every day up until now. And that is going to be true whether you go networking, whether you go to a professional development learning opportunity, all the things. Now, there is always a caveat. Of course, if you need more support than just these tips, if your social anxiety is at a really intense level, please get the support that you need. There are a myriad of social workers, psychs, and counselors out there. I have a whole list. So if you need something like that, please let me know. Reach out to me and I will point you in the right direction. I am none of those things. These are just tips and things that I help my clients with day in, day out. As I close off, I'd love to set you up with a bit of a challenge if you're up for it. There is a ton of networking and Christmas parties that go on that you could attend in your own state, in your own way. Why not pick one and go with a friend? Bonus points if you go on your own. Oh, and let me know how it went. Shoot me a DM or a voice note. I always love to hear from you and what you tried and what worked, but especially what didn't work. We don't need to take ourselves too seriously when we're doing a challenge like this, right? Until next week.
Thanks for listening to Tea with the Queen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out. For more about me, please visit emmamcqueen.com.au, and I look forward to your company next episode.